We need to make sure that Europe is at the front of that 5G revolution and it's not a laggard. And I think that's going to be at the heart of the discussions at the Mobile World Congress this week. So first of all, we have our 5G PPP, which is about developing the supply side. And we have 700 million euros that are going into that between now and 2020. Secondly, we need cooperation between the industry, the telecoms industry and the verticals to roll out the relevant infrastructure. And I can't stress too much, I think, how much this partnership is important this time around. We need the right policy framework for 5G, so we have put in place an action plan. What's important about that action plan is the scale. This time for 5G, the scale up needs to be done in a bigger way, but it also needs to be done very quickly, and we need a coordinated approach.
It is the new European framework, regulatory framework for electronic communications, which is underway. And it is a clear example of how rules, how law can be pivotal in determining, for example, in this case, the degree of connectivity. So we are working hard.
First of all, I think we need to decide that we want to be in the front. And I think that might sound a little bit ridiculous, because you don't get in the front just by saying it, but you need to say it in order to make all the efforts, allocate all the frequencies, doing all the jobs that is required in order to be the most competitive. Because we know South Korea, Japan, China, US, countries in Latin America will try more and more. So we need to decide that we want to be in the lead because we have the opportunities. And then we need to allocate the frequencies. I have said that we should make 2020 to the golden year, securing that all the 700 bands are allocated at that time, but also a number of other of the strategically important frequencies can be allocated. So in Europe, we can have a good field for development, innovation, and being the best.